The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
11 minutes past 7 o'clock on your Thursday, or as we call it, Friday's slightly less attractive sister. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. A few minutes ago, I told you that there's a new study out that says that drinking a glass of wine or having a drink a day can lead to, studies show, an increase in breast cancer for women. Now, I thought that a glass of wine a day was good for you. And we've heard that, right? Yeah, a glass of wine a day, good for your heart, good for your... And now they're saying, you know, maybe not so. And that's the thing about science. Science seems to be always changing. I mean, there are certain things that we know to be a fact, right? About, you know, about our health. We know these to be a fact, right? Like, cholesterol is bad for you, right? That's one of the things that we know is bad for you. No, that's not the case. Cholesterol is not bad for you. No, but they've told us that eating eggs throughout the years, they've told us to cut down on your egg consumption because it's a bad thing for you, right? Well, apparently that's not the case anymore. Now, what we all know, that saturated fat is bad for you, right? Saturated fat, bad. You're not supposed to have saturated... No, that's not correct either. Saturated fat is actually proven to be pretty healthy for you. So, okay, well, there you go. That's one thing. It doesn't cause heart disease. Salt. Now, we all know that salt is bad for you, right? Salt causes high blood pressure and could lead to stroke and things like that. So, no, it's not apparently not the case anymore. That they just... Okay, all right. Well, we'll get off the food here for a second. But, okay, all right. So the birthplace of humanity is Africa, right? Everybody knows that humanity started in Africa. That's just that's common fact. Oh, no. Are you telling me I'm wrong about that, too? Wow. Yeah, scientists are now saying that the birthplace of humanity was not Africa, but rather Europe. So things that we always thought were true, that science has always told us was an absolute truth, we're finding out, well, maybe not so much. So then why do we keep putting all of this money and energy and effort into global warming? Why are we going to hinder business? Why are we going to make sure that, you know, that you're using those little curly Q light bulbs? Why are we going to make sure that, you know, you have solar panels in your on your roof and you've got a windmill in your front yard, all to reduce global warming? How long before that is going to be debunked? Well, I'll tell you when that's going to be debunked: when the money runs out.
WTMA.com.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
19 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Tell you what we'll do right now. I have got a family four-pack of tickets to go see the River Dogs play. This is good for any 2017 home game out of the Joe. I will take caller number 7 right now at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. You'll be headed to the Joe to see the River Dogs play. Boy, they're a lot of fun. And apparently coming up on Saturday, they're going to have a 1,000 T-shirt toss. They're going to be tossing out 1,000 T-shirts after the game there at the Joe. And I was talking with Nate from the River Dogs yesterday, and he was telling me, he said, you know what, it's pretty much a no-brainer. Everybody loves the T-shirt toss when they do that at the River Dogs game. So why not just make it big? So right after the game, they're going to be throwing out 1,000 T-shirts. Now, your voucher is going to be good for any 2017 home game out of the Joe. So let's go to caller number 7 right now and say, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Kevin.
I'm sorry, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kevin, congratulations, buddy. You just picked yourself up 4 tickets to go see the River Dogs play. How about that?
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Man, you enjoy those and get out there and support our River Dogs, as I think they're taking on Greenville coming up this weekend. So John Quincy will get some information from you. You know, everybody, it seems like on social media, there's always somebody asking you for money to join their GoFundMe campaign, or their there's another one called Indiegogo. And I have never, I can honestly say I've never contributed to anybody's, because you see them for the most ridiculous thing. I really would like my wedding. I want you to pay for my wedding, or I want you to pay for this, or I want you to help me fund that. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, I don't ask for a whole lot of help in life, so I don't think other people should either. But Adam, this is something I'm thinking about, really seriously thinking about contributing to. It's an Indiegogo campaign that Adam Carolla is doing. And he is making a movie, and it's called, let's see what it's called. No Safe Spaces.
I'm Black.
I'm Hispanic.
I'm Asian.
I'm a student at Utopia University.
This university was created so I could be me. Unless I don't want to be me, then I can just be somebody else.
You can pee next to me.
Our campus is inclusive and recognizes the needs of all students.
Except the Jews.
Our commitment to diversity means that nobody graduates until they think just the right way.
At Utopia University, there are no violent words to hurt me.
I will punch you if you're a fascist.
I'm going to be the next Che Guevara.
We speak out against privilege.
We've checked our privilege.
Welcome to Utopia U.
A wonderful place to learn that everything your parents taught you is wrong.
It's all here at Utopia U, man.
It's not based in reality.
It's based on your reality.
Wait, there hold on a second.
Yeah, that's Adam Carolla and his new film about Utopia University. They're trying to raise $500,000 to make this. So far, they've got $33,745. Not sure when they really started this. They got a month left in this. They've raised 7% of the goal. For $25, let's see, for $10, you can get a coloring book. $25, you can get a digital download of the film. $50, you can get an official film crew t-shirt. So that's pretty cool. $75, you can get a signed diploma from Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager as a graduate of Utopia University. Now, Adam Carolla's got the world's number one podcast out there, and he really does a fine job with it. And he teamed up with Dennis Prager after he started watching the videos there at Prager University. And he was like, hey, well, this guy knows what he's talking about, and they're doing a good deal. So he's one of the few people out in Hollywood that actually lean to the conservative side of things. Not totally, but he's a little right of center, and which is kind of interesting because he is still friends with Jimmy Kimmel. Of course, we all remember Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla started on The Man Show there a while back on. Oh, boy. Talk about, I wonder how Jimmy Kimmel gets over that. I wonder how he accepts that, because if you remember, they used to close every man show with women bouncing on trampolines. Do you all remember that? Yeah, that nice little, it was a completely sexist male chauvinist show, which I enjoyed. And but I wonder how Jimmy Kimmel sleeps at night knowing that he was part of a program like that, because surely these days he would have to speak out against it, right? He would actually have to boycott him own self. I know that's not a word. He would actually have to boycott himself because of his actions in the past. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel, how do you sleep at night, sir? How do you sleep at night? All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program. Don't forget, 8:35 this morning, we're going to be talking with Rob Fowler and his newly found sister. This is a fascinating story, and I can't wait to get both of them on the phone. We're going to be talking about this two-part special that they have had over there at News 2. Really, really interesting. I'm talking to Rob about how this whole thing came about.
.com.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Well, those C-17s are getting ready to get up into formation and fly over the bridge. They're going to be doing that right around 8:30 this morning. So if you are out there, it'd be a great day to have your camera with you to see that. It's going to be quite a sight. Now, if you miss it this morning, like I said, it'll be about 8:30, a little after 2. Let's say between 2, 2.30, maybe 2.45, they're going to be coming back. They're going up to North Carolina for a training mission. They're going to be doing some, like, they'll have paratroopers in there, and they're going to be practicing jumping out of that and out of these C-17s, and of course dropping supplies and things like that. So it's going to be very cool to see something we don't get to see a whole lot with those big C-17 Globemasters that they have here in Charleston. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. Looks like the harbor is going to be dredged 52 feet, and that cleared the final hurdle this week with the Army Corps of Engineers. They're putting aside $17.5 million in federal funds for the project that will give the Port of Charleston the deepest navigation channel on the East Coast. That's pretty cool. I like that. So the federal dollars are going to come from the Army Corps' 2017 fiscal work plan. That's part of President Trump's spending proposal, which details all the nation's projects that will receive civil works funding for the agency. The $525 million dredging project will get most of its money from $300 million that's already been set aside by South Carolina legislators. The federal government's going to pay the remaining $225 million through upcoming budget appropriations. Now, the key project is the plan to improve infrastructure to accommodate these big, big container ships. We saw that one was last week. The biggest ship ever to visit the East Coast. That, I swear to you, you know, if you were watching that thing go under the, now the bridge is tall. The bridge is tall. And there's a lot of clearance between the water and the bridge, you know, the bottom of the bridge. But I know those folks out there, I mean, that'd be a little bit of a pucker factor going on with the crew there when they were getting up close to that thing, because it looked like it was just as tall as the bridge. So that was the Costco development as it visited last week. So we are going to get the bridge. So that just means bigger ships coming. Now, these are the post Panamax ships, they call them, or the new Panamax ships, where when they widened the Panama Canal, that allows these ships now to make its way to the East Coast. Used to, they could only go to the West Coast, but now they can visit the East Coast. So that's good for us. That's good for the ports. That's good for South Carolina. That's good for our economy. And I always like that. If you do get a chance, going back to the C-17s, if you do get a chance and you take pictures of these things flying in formation, since we are tethered here to the studio this morning, would you please send them to us? Post them on Facebook and social media. I would love to see that. I want to fly. I've been in one, but I haven't had the chance to go up in one yet. That would be a lot of fun. So maybe anybody out there with connections out there at Joint Base Charleston, you could get Charlie on one of those planes soon. That would be lovely. I would appreciate that. It's about 4.5 minutes until 8 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we're going to be talking with Rob Fowler. It's a fascinating story. It's a two-part series that he was doing, started last night, and it'll be continuing tonight, about how he found a sister that he had no idea he had. And really, I can't wait to talk to him and his sister about this. Because it's a fascinating story. Now, her name is, Charlotte Harpster. And Rob says she is quite a lady. And so we'll be talking with them about that. So what else is going on? Oh, Montana. Looks like the GOP is going to drop a House seat in Montana because this candidate, Greg Gianforte, apparently grabbed a reporter from the Guardian newspaper by the neck and slammed him to the ground.
As you know, you were waiting to make your decision about health care until you saw the bill and it just came out.
And what we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have the
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you don't.
Sick and tired of you guys. The last time that came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
You last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
You'd like me to get the hell out of here. I'd also like to call the police.
No. Well, there you go. So, reporter got body slammed by So you can write that one off for the GOP. I would be surprised if he were to if Greg Gianforte were to win this race today up there in Montana. Unfortunate. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the comments from former coroner Nisbet. People always correct me when I say Nisbet. Nisbet. And it's just amazing to me what he, first of all, what he was allowed to get away with. You remember that that incident that happened where he had followed this homeowner in his car and basically held the homeowner at gunpoint. And the police got there and they told him to put his weapon down and he refused. He's lucky that those police officers did not shoot him. He really is, because he's standing there holding this weapon. And then we'll tell you about some of the things he said about the use of the N-word and how you can't question the actions of politicians in South Carolina. He said that's one of the great things about being in South Carolina is you don't tell politicians what to do. And I think, you know what? I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem, that our politicians here in South Carolina feel like they are above the law. Like you, the people that they work for, they don't have any accountability to you. And that's a shame. That really is a shame. In fact, there was one lawmaker that said, not here in South Carolina, I can't remember where he was. He said that, you know what, I don't work for you. I don't work for the people. You don't pay my salary.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. There's a little bit of infighting going on with the GOP. Surprise, surprise, surprise over the president's proposed budget. Mark Sanford saying that it's not only a myth, but frankly, a lie. Bill is west of the Ashley. Bill, how are you?
Good. How are you, John?
Good. What's up?
Mr. Sanford says he's studied this thing, and there's no way you get the 3% growth to cover the budget cuts.
Right.
The administration wants to have that. He's studied a lot of things over the past 8 years, but he hasn't studied his loyalty, and he hasn't studied anything to the political effect of not just bringing out a hatchet to the president's back every time the president offers up something that would help the American worker, economy, help the budget. I mean, who's going to pay for this all? You know, I look at my kid in the morning and it's like, hey, I'm sorry.
you're stuck with a huge bill the day you are born.
You know, I tried my best, son. You know,
yeah.
But the level of candidates, they just weren't there. I mean, you know, I had to, you know, vote for guys that cheated on their wife and come back in the political arena to win just because they have name recognition. Those are the types of choices I had. So,
but, you know, Bill, yeah, one of the points that you brought up was loyalty in the GOP. There is no loyalty in the GOP. I don't know what the Republicans in the House and the Senate, I don't know what kind of world they want to live in.
Yeah, you know, I'm a political scientist by collegiate education, and this is my deal. I love politics.
Right.
So I read a lot up on it. And, you know, the president's coattails actually got a couple of people elected in the last election cycle.
Right.
Because there was that movement, that groundswell. But it seems like the Republican Party is dead to me, being a more constitutional conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like, you know, there is no loyalty to party. There's so many fractures, and they say, oh, we got such a diverse party. Well, your quote-unquote diverse party in the infighting
right.
leads to victory upon victory upon victory from the Democrats.
Well, it certainly will. I mean, we've seen the Democrats lose a lot of seats in, you know, the House, the Senate. I appreciate you calling, Bill. Governorships all over the country. They've lost a lot of judicial appointments and elections as far as that's concerned. But I swear to you, I don't understand what the folks in the GOP are thinking. Now, when times get tough, the Democrats circle the wagons and protect themselves. When times get tough, the Republicans make a circular firing squad and start shooting at each other. Dennis is in Somerville. What do you think about Mark Sanford's statement, Dennis?
Well, quite honestly, he has no loyalty to anyone, certainly not to his party, and he's pandering. He's pandering to the people from New Jersey and Pennsylvania and up that way that have moved to Mount Pleasant, you know, in his district.
Yeah.
You know, it's a disgrace.
It just makes you scratch your head because, and I appreciate you calling in, Dennis. Again, we've heard it from the Republicans time and time again. Well, you get us the House, we'll be able to do something. All right, we gave them the House. Well, we got to have the Senate. Once we get the Senate, boy, we'll be able to do something then. We gave you the Senate. Well, the Supreme Court, look what we got to have the Supreme. All right, well, you got the Supreme Court. You get us the White House, and boy, we'll get some stuff done then. They have, the Republicans in Washington have gotten everything that they claimed they wanted, and they still can't get anything done. Still cannot get anything done. So you're going to tell me that just because the president says you're going to get 3% growth, and you feel like it's unrealistic, okay, you're going to come out, and what are you going to do, vote against it? Just because you, is it better than what we have now, which is no budget whatsoever? Is the Republican plan right now for this budget better than what we have? If it's better than what we have, I got an idea. Shut up. Vote for it. If it's better than what we have, just because you disagree with the syntax or some of the claims that the administration is making, I don't see where this would be a call for you to actually stand up and vote against this bill. I mean, geez, you got John McCain saying, well, this bill is dead on arrival. Well, Senator McCain, is it better than what we have now? That's what I want to know. I swear to you, I don't know what these Republicans, the Republican Party as you want it to be, not as you know it, but the Republican Party as you want it to be is done. It's over. The only thing these Republicans in the House and Senate want to do, they want to sit back and complain. They don't want to govern. Because then they've got no responsibility. They don't actually have to stand up and say, hey, we actually tried to do something. The only thing they want to do is sit back and complain.
1250 WTMA. It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
24 minutes past 8 o'clock on The Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. As President Trump continues his overseas trip, started off in the Middle East, went to Israel. He's in Brussels now. This is the same place that he called a hellhole while he was on the campaign trail because of their immigration problem that they're having there. But what is the media focusing on in this trip? See, what you got to do if you're, you know, a member of the media, you got to make sure that no good news gets out about President Trump, right? No good news. You got to muddy the waters there. So a lot of people out on social media are asking why First Lady Melania Trump wore a lace veil to meet with Pope Francis. That was a big deal. Why is she doing that? Why is Melania wearing a veil to meet with the Pope? Oh, my goodness. Well, if you go back and look throughout history, you can find pictures of, well, there's Michelle Obama wearing a veil when she meets with the Pope. Oh, there's Mrs. Bush wearing a veil when she meets with the Pope. Oh, there's Nancy Reagan wearing a veil when she meets with the Pope. Yes, yes, yes. It just seems like all of the first ladies throughout history. I mean, there's even, oh, there's Jackie Onassis wearing a veil when she meets with the Pope. How about that? So all throughout history, you can find plenty of photographic evidence of first ladies, when they meet the Pope, you wear the veil. All right. It's called a mantilla. That's what it is. It's traditionally worn in the Roman Catholic Church. And it's worn when you meet the Pope. It is not out of deference. See, the difference between that and the headscarf over in the Middle East, there is a difference there. The mantilla, that is shown as reverence to God. Okay, that's what that's about. The hijab, or the headscarf over in the Middle East in Saudi Arabia, that is shown as reverence to men. So there's a big difference there between what, and again, why this is a story, I don't know. Some people are even speculating that it has something to do with a new perfume that the First Lady is putting out.
Introducing the new perfume for women who would like to just get away.
Melania's Black Veil.
For the woman mourning the fact that she gets to jet set around the world, but forced to do it with her husband.
Melania's Black Veil.
For the times you feel like Winona Ryder marrying Beetlejuice and just want to hide.
Black Veil.
It's the perfect turn-off stench to keep the oversexed rich guy you married several feet away from you, even if you have to still slap his hands away.
Melania's Black Veil.
On sale now at Trump Tower. I'll be back next week. See you at counter.
There you go. So that's what the media wants you to think, that she is... so not only does the president have to fight people within his own party, which is bad enough, he's also got to fight the media. He's got to fight the late night comedians. He's got to fight all of these people that will come up with the silliest arguments about what Melania is wearing. And here's the thing. How sexist is that? How sexist is that? That they focused on not only what Melania was wearing on these trips overseas, but also what Ivanka was wearing. How sexist is that when there's not a news story to be found about what any of the men were wearing? Not one. You look it up. Look it up. No story whatsoever about what the men were wearing in this overseas trip. None. However, you can find story after story after story that the supposedly progressive news outlets are putting out about what the women are wearing. Really? I thought we were beyond that, progressives. I really, really did.
WTMA, the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
It's 8:41, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Rob Fowler is one of the most well-known personalities in all of Charleston. He is our favorite meteorologist, and everybody, whenever you go to an event with Rob Fowler, you are always second on the bill. I'll just tell you that right now. You are number two. It's Rob Fowler and everybody else. And when I first saw this story, I said, that is the coolest thing. So let's go to the phones right now and talk with Rob Fowler. Rob, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing well, Charlie. Thanks for the kind words. But I've been at things with you, and I think I'm kind of following you around. So,
well, this story that you had last night on News 2, tell the folks how this thing happened. You found a sister that you didn't know you had. It all started with your brother, Sean, right?
Right, absolutely. So in January of this year, I'm sitting at work in the evening, and my brother, who loves Georgia Tech, he went to Georgia Tech. He's actually one of their big benefactors. He travels with a basketball team. He was actually at Cameron Indoor Stadium watching Georgia Tech play Duke in basketball. And during the game, he gets an email from Ancestry.com basically stating that we believe we have a match to your DNA, and most likely because of the amount of DNA, it's a half-sibling.
Right.
So he's obviously screenshotted that, texted it to me, and said, what do you think? And I said, well, obviously there's a number we need to call.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes back to his DNA being on file, because when he turned 50, his wife is a gift. Ordered Ancestry.com for him to do his sample to find out our ancestry and origin,
right?
Just for fun. There was no reason. We didn't know we were looking for anybody. We didn't know there was anybody out there for us to look for. It was just for fun. But that put our DNA on file. And then Charlotte, our new sister, also had done some testing in Texas and California, where one of her daughters and her grandkids live, and the two matched up. And we found out in January that we had a match.
Well, let's talk to that match right now. All the way in Texas, we've got Charlotte Harpster on with us. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. How did you feel? What was the circumstance that made you register your DNA with Ancestry.com?
Well, actually, it goes back a few years, and it kind of started in a fun way, because our daughter and her husband had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some suspicious results on their DNA, or she got some suspicious results on her ethnicity, at least suspicious to us. We thought, well, and kind of laughed it off
right.
a little bit, and then decided to order the test for ourselves. And the rest is history at this point. It just started for fun.
So you found out you had a brother in Charleston, South Carolina, and tell us about how you guys. Now, Rob, you were in Texas giving a speech about Hurricane Matthew, right?
I was, and this was in April, Charlie. So there had been some time between January and April that we had been communicating with Charlotte. Charlotte, we both downloaded the app House Party, which you can have more video conferencing at the same time. So we had talked to each other. We had connected. We had long conversations. We really have been, you know, communicating quite a bit up until this point. But Charlotte and her wonderful husband, Howard, my new brother-in-law, decided I was only 5 hours away from Houston to South Padre, and there was no way that they weren't going to come down and visit me and meet me in person. But we had something scheduled already, Charlie, in August. And I'll let Charlotte kind of fill in the blanks about Hilton Head Island, but there's so many similarities in our story. We've been living parallel lives for so many years, for decades, and it's just amazing. We were all going to meet in Hilton Head Island, all the whole family, but I got the jump on the rest of my brothers and my brother and two sisters, and got to meet her first, and it was an amazing reunion. We had the best time. And I remember one story, Charlotte, you remember this. We were sitting outside of the condominium down at South Padre, and it was Masters weekend. And Charlie, I know you love the Masters
right.
as well. And Howard, my brother-in-law, actually played golf at Stanford. So you can imagine golf is very important to him. So he sat on the porch with us. We literally probably talked for 6 hours nonstop. He looked at his iPad every now and then to see what the scores might be. But he was always part of the conversation. But he finally said, you know, you guys have been talking for about 6 hours. Anybody hungry? It's dinner time. So we ended up going to have dinner. But that was I think, Charlotte, I don't think we ever stopped talking that whole afternoon.
So, Charlotte, tell us about these parallel lives that you've been leading for so many years without even knowing that you had a brother.
Well, it turns out both of our dads were in residency together, or both my dad and my biological dad were in residency together. And starting there, we both vacationed Hilton Head for years and years. We've been going to Hilton Head for over 25 years. And they've been going there for probably just as long, right, Rob?
That's right.
And also
Howard, then, in a business meeting.
Yes, and then my husband Howard actually did business with a firm that Sean, our brother, is this business is one of his bigger clients, and as it turns out, my husband had encountered Sean in a business meeting years ago.
Really?
Heard him speak. Yes, he heard him speak at a meeting. And then one other small parallel, we used to live in Indiana, and our kids grew up down the street from a family that we became very good friends with, and they moved away. Little did we know, they moved to Atlanta and became good friends with Rob's sister, my new sister, Dawn.
So you guys had to be sitting around going, are you kidding me?
I mean,
we could have been at Shelter Cove, you know, shopping right next to each other and not even known it.
Absolutely.
We probably were eating in the same restaurant.
Yeah, is crazy. That is crazy. So, Charlotte, how many people are in your immediate family?
We have four daughters.
Mm-hmm.
We have three of them are married, and we have four grandsons. So there are a total of 13 of us. Right now, probably soon to be 14.
Yeah. And Rob, how many, you've got your brother, Sean?
Brother Sean, two sisters, now three sisters. Obviously, wife, I have three kids. I have a daughter-in-law, no grandkids.
Yeah.
But basically, our two families, Charlie, it's been amazing how we've melded together. And I was telling Charlotte this on the phone last night. One of her daughters texted me and said, "Uncle Rob, I love the story." And to hear her call me Uncle Rob is, I have other nieces and nephews, but this one was pretty special just because, this is something that we didn't know was out there. And all of a sudden, we just get this love and support. And I got to say a special shout out to all your listeners, Charlie, all the viewers of News 2 have just been so tremendously supportive and encouraging, and I love to hear the stories. Everybody's got a story, and I'm catching up on other folks' stories too about having a similar situation to ours, whether it be adoption or other. But I think it's great. Charlotte, you had the line. I think you were asked, would you advise anybody to do this? And I think you really explained it very well.
My only advice to anyone who wants to do this is to be prepared. You just never know. But in our case, it's turned out, Charlie, to be one of life's greatest blessings.
It's an amazing story. And the first part aired last night. You can watch that online. And the second part's going to air tonight, Rob?
It airs tonight. I didn't want to give too much away, but I hope folks will tune in and see part two, and you'll get to hear and see how beautiful Charlotte is. You'll get to hear how wonderfully she explains our story. And I think you'll see that this is a relationship that will continue to blossom. And we're trying to get them to move here, Charlie. So
I'm
trying to get Charlotte. I don't want to put pressure on you, Charlotte.
That's right, Charlotte.
But we're trying to get them to move over to Hilton Head or maybe Charleston, but to be closer. But they've already visited us, and we've had a great time showing off our city. And just look forward to what the future holds for both of us, all of our families together. Yeah.
I tell you, I'm a little misty-eyed sitting here just listening to this story because we just think the world of you, Rob, and to see how much joy this has brought to your life just makes us so happy. Watch the second part of this series tonight over on News 2. Charlotte, welcome to the family.
Thank you, Charlie. I feel pretty lucky. I feel like I hit the jackpot.
Yes, ma'am. Guys, we appreciate you being on the program this morning, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll keep following up on this.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, thank you, Charlotte. Wow, just a great story there. We appreciate you guys being on with us this morning. Seriously, I'm misty-eyed here.
1250 WTMA.
Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
What a cool story with Rob Fowler and his newly found sister, Charlotte Harpster. And it all started with one of those ancestry DNA things. I've thought about doing that, but I'm a little concerned about it because I know my family. That's just, it would be like, I'd find out I had a long-lost sibling, and they'd show up at the door and go, "We don't want to impose. You got a car? Yeah. Can you take me to Sam's Club? You do have a Sam's Club membership, don't you? If you don't mind." and roll up like Cousin Eddie on a National Lampoon's Vacation with a rusted out RV and pumping the tank out into you can see it all over downtown. Yeah, yeah, that'd be perfect. Ain't no parking downtown. Where do I put my RV? Yeah, that's what I... Rob gets a beautiful lady like Charlotte. I get Cousin Eddie wearing a dickie. That would be, yeah, that would be perfect. There you go. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program. Just as happy as I can be for Rob, because he just seems to be completely just over the moon about this thing. And Charlotte as well. They sound like real nice people. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Want you to join us for the WTMA inaugural golf tournament. That's going to be, it's going to be coming up Thursday, June 15th, out at the golf club at Westcott Plantation. You can sign up to play right now at WTMA.com or at our offices here in North Charleston. $75 for singles, $300 for foursomes. That includes your golf, your cart, your lunch, post-game buffet. And we are going to be making a big donation to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So it's going in to help out a fine organization. We're going to have an award ceremony afterwards, and we're talking about, we're giving away a night at Kiawa, a night at Charleston Harbor Resort and Marina, rounds of golf at Westcott, and we've also got some gift cards to David Ayers Low Country Custom Golf. So sign up today. Play some golf with us.